AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The latest consumer price report finds inflation rose 8.6% from May of last year to this May, and a full percent from April to last month. Prices were and have been pushed up by ever-rising gasoline prices, up another 4% last month, nearly 50% for the year. Inflation has been hitting just about every nation in the world, many much harder than the U.S. The markets were shaken by the news. The Dow dropped 2.7%, 880 points, and the S&P fell 116. Investment strategist Sam Stovall.
Until we actually start to see a peak in inflation, and the expectation that inflation trends will be moderating, I think that investors will remain fairly concerned.
Some 20 million people watched last night's January 6th Select Committee hearing on a dozen broadcast and cable stations. That number does not include PBS or online viewing. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi praises the work of the committee.
It was like hearing the truth.
At a news conference at the Summit of the Americas, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi praised Thursday night's first public hearing of the Select Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection.
This committee is bipartisan. It's independent. It does its work.
Pelosi compared the assault on the Capitol to Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Putin's attitude must be stopped. But we have a fight in our own country about assaults on democracy.
The House panel will resume hearings next week, with Monday's hearing focusing on Donald Trump's efforts to spread false information that the 2020 election had been stolen. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Rallies for more comprehensive gun laws are set for this weekend in Washington, D.C. and across the country. The second National March for Our Lives is expected to draw about 50,000 to Washington, but tens of thousands more to hundreds of other locations. This is AP News. The Washington Commanders fined Defensive Coordinator Jack Del Rio for his comments about the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Here's the AP's Mike Hempen.
Coach Ron Rivera says Del Rio has been fined $100,000 after the assistant coach referred to the Capitol riot as a dust-up. On Wednesday, Del Rio downplayed the deadly insurrection and questioned why the protests in the summer of 2020 after George Floyd's death were not receiving the same scrutiny.
People's livelihoods are being destroyed. Businesses are being burned down. No problem. And then we have a dust-up at the Capitol. Well, there's nothing burned down. And we're not going to talk about, we're going to make that a major deal.
Del Rio later apologized for his remarks. Rivera says the statements were hurtful to members of the local community and do not reflect the views of the organization.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.